Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. On January 25th, 2026, the Harbor Beach Police Department responded to a call for a report of a missing person. Shayna Umbright, 36, was reported missing on January 25th and was last seen on surveillance video at Brown's Market on January 23rd, 2026 at around 9:38 p.m. Law enforcement is concerned about the circumstances surrounding Shayna's disappearance. The Michigan State Police and other agencies are assisting the Harbor Beach Police Department, and the investigation remains ongoing. We ask the community members to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to the Harbor Beach Police Department at 989-550-0732 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. If you know the whereabouts of Shayna, please contact the Harbor Beach Police Department or 911 immediately. We are working diligently with our law enforcement partners to locate Shayna, and we'll provide updates as new information becomes available. And on February 6, 2026, at approximately 6:30 p.m., investigators with the Sanilac County Drug Task Force initiated a traffic stop in the city of Sandusky as part of an ongoing probe into methamphetamine distribution within Sanilac County. During the stop, officers discovered more than 113 grams of methamphetamine, a 33-year-old Sandusky man was taken into custody and transported to the Sanilac County Jail, where he is being held pending arraignment on several drug charges. Assistance at the scene was provided by the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office K-9 Unit and the Sandusky Police Department. Due to the active nature of the investigation, no further details are being released at this time. And state health and agriculture officials are warning Michigan residents to avoid buying or using unregistered pesticide products following recent poisoning cases linked to chemicals containing DDVP. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development say products sold under names such as Sniper and No-Pest are still available online despite not being approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for home use. Officials say these highly concentrated pesticides have been connected to recent illnesses in the state. State regulators stress that pesticides sold online are not always legally registered or safe for residential use. Residents are urged to verify that any pesticide they purchase includes an EPA registration and establishment number, and to carefully follow all label instructions. Health officials warn that pesticide exposure can cause symptoms ranging from eye and skin irritation to nausea, breathing difficulties, seizure, and in severe cases, coma or death. Anyone experiencing illnesses after exposure is advised to contact poison control or seek emergency care if symptoms are severe. To reduce risk, agencies recommend using protective equipment, avoiding spraying in windy conditions, storing chemicals securely away from children and pets, and properly washing after use. Officials also provided guidance for safely disposing of unregistered pesticides, emphasizing that chemicals should never be poured down drains. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, the Bad Axe Theater in Longshot Lane's bowling alley did not sell during a public auction held this morning at the Huron County Courthouse. The auction attracted only a small number of observers, and no bids were placed on either property. The sale was conducted on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and Bayport State Bank. The two properties listed for auction include the Bad Axe Theater with an opening bid of just over $209,000, and Longshot Lanes, which carried a starting bid of more than $554,000. Bayport State Bank officials said Rolfe has a six-month window to repay the outstanding loans tied to the businesses. If the debt is not resolved within that time frame, the bank will move to take ownership of the properties.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Seabowing.